This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good afternoon. This is Robert Griswold, owner of Ready Made Resources and standing in for Daniel Brickman of New Mana Foods. New Mana Foods, one of the few foods on the market that is GMO-free, MSG-free. You can get it in gluten-free and in organic food. So those of you who are looking to get food that really matters when the times really count, I would suggest that you go to New Mana, N-U-M-A-N-N-A.com. And buy the real food, not food that is laden with salt, sugar, preservatives, and other things that we do not want to eat. Well, as I said, I'm standing in for Daniel Brickman today, and I think we have a very interesting schedule ahead of us. Two very interesting guests. One will need no introduction. And I just want to say this. I have known Steve Quayle. I have known him since 1995. I met him in Bozeman, Montana. And he really, in a way, changed the direction of my life. At that time, he started sharing things with me that I had never heard before in my Christian walk. I've been a Christian since I was 16 years old, and I was in my 30s when I met him. And he started telling me things, and they sounded a bit strange, but I listened. And as I've seen the last 25 years unfold, the things that Steve was mocked about have now come to true, and the very people who mocked him have now taken his ideas and written books about it and have tried to ride his coattails to fame and probably some money involved in it as well. Steve, are you there?
Yeah, hi, Bob. What an important time to be on with you today, because the whole scope of everything that is biblically prophesied and that people have been putting off generation to generation is now coming at a pace that, quite candidly, the human mind can't keep up with. And the reason the human mind can't keep up with it is because we're inundated with artificial intelligence algorithms that are outthinking us, and they're absolutely writing stories, understanding the aspects of each individual personality and tweaking specific false or spoofed people to communicate with you, and Faces of Death book, or I had a lady send me an email now that she's calling it Feces of Death book or Feces book. But the point being is that, Bob, the average person, and even the awareness in the prepper community, just can't keep up with how fast the times there are changing. And, you know, we're talking about basically the idea that the elite are going to super empower their creation to basically wipe out God's creation. And that's why Jesus said, if he didn't shorten the days, there'd be no flesh left alive. And as you and I are on the radio today, obviously it's September 6th, we just had a new earthquake, a 9.1, in the South Pacific. We've had some major earthquakes. And for the record, Bob, the biggest earthquake in 100 years happened about a month ago on Anak, which means son of Krakatoa. And outside of volcano world, nobody carried it whatsoever. Now, to put that into perspective, if Yellowstone has a crack in the Grand Tetons, everybody says it's the end of the world. Yet one of the biggest volcanic eruptions in history took place at Krakatoa in 1883, and now we've got probably, as you remember listening to me all these years, and you're one guy that can say, you heard me say this, you know, a quarter century ago, when all the volcanoes became active at the same time, and cannibalism filled the headlines, then you'll know that we were starting the Great Tribulation. Now, obviously, yep. That's not a pleasant thought to anybody, including me, but people cannot relate to the change in weather, obviously, that's going on, especially with all the volcanic ash going into the upper atmosphere, and then the winds aloft being controlled by the weather modification and control experiments going on. So, you know, just to echo what New Mana has done in their food line, I can tell you this. Years and years ago, when I had the panorama of history that the Lord showed me, and that would have been 47 years ago now, coming up. The point is he made the statement to me. He said, Steve, the two most precious commodities in the end times will be potable water, drinkable water, and edible food. Now, everybody would have thought, well, God would just say food. But in those days, Bob, no one talked about edible versus non-edible food. So I'm telling everybody right now, the greatest migration in the history of the United States is going to take place when the underground aquifers like the Ogallala and others rupture due to all the seismic activity. And so, you know, we shouldn't be in the pacifist or apathetic stage. We shouldn't be in the full-blown understanding the times. And the thing is that I would maintain, and I think you would agree, that the average, or let's say 95% of professing Christendom does not believe, number one, the Bible is the entire Word of God inspired. And now when you see George Barna's surveys and stuff, you can tell that we do live in a post-Christian culture. And the communists and the Marxists and all of the political genre, no matter, you know, if it starts with an R or a D in Washington, D.C., somebody's pulling the strings of all these people, and it's not normal. It is supernatural, S-U-P-R-A natural, and very, very evil.
Yeah, Steve, you know, one thing, I spent quite a few years doing some overseas work, covert work, and it was called Peel the Onion. And I think we've lost the ability to do that. We've become so saturated, and I agree with you on Facebook. Facebook can generate stories. They can drive you in the direction they want your mind to go. And the more you're on it, the more these algorithms dissect you and feed you exactly what they want you to see, so they lead you down the primrose path to destruction, and you don't even know what's happening to you. But again, back to it, we peel the onion, and most people have lost that ability today even to take a few layers of the onion off, never mind getting to the heart of what it's at, and the heart of what it is at, and you've hit on it so many times, is the absolute annihilation of the human species. Would you agree with that?
Well, right. And, you know, I tell everybody, Bob, and in my new book, and it is urging people to buy that book, Terminated, The End of Man, because, again, the final command given to robots is going to be kill all humans, just like James Cameron's movies, The Terminator and The Terminator and all the variations of it. But I think what people have got to understand is that we're dealing with a brilliance, a supernatural evil directing the willing lackeys who will settle for, you know, sex, drugs, rock and roll, fame, power, everything, the kingdoms of this earth. And Jesus said, what is the profit of man to gain the world and lose his soul? But I think what people have got to understand is that we're dealing now with super empowered individuals, and I will add plus entities. As people yield themselves to darkness, the power of darkness takes over the predominant or the preeminent, you could call it, personality, so that the normal human being goes into rescission or recession and even sometimes disappears. I mean, there are people that have totally given themselves over so badly that I believe there is a point, and the Bible is very clear, when the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, which is attributing the works of the Holy Spirit to the devil, where people step over the line. But, Bob, people no longer step over the line. I mean, they're like shooting hypersonic speed over the line. You read the same stuff I do, especially as to the true nature of the church. And Jesus said, if the salt loses its savor, it's henceforth good for nothing to be trodden under the foot of man. That means we're going to be turned into, actually, in those days, that meant road mix, and these days it'll mean roadkill.
Yeah, it's not just an American phenomena of the church being apostate. It's a global phenomena of the church being apostate. I was reading how the name it and claim it, the wealth, health, and prosperity doctrine has thoroughly saturated Africa, is now going into China, which is one of the largest growing Christian groups on the planet today, and how these false doctrines are going into these places and decimating the true work of God, because everybody wants something. And when you promise them here and now, people want it. They want to believe that. They don't want to believe the words of Jesus that there'll be suffering or there might be hardship. They want to believe they're going to have their comfort now. And yet, you know, you know, one of the keys, and you've mentioned it so many times, is the days of Noah. And for some reason, we do not get it. That's a major key to understanding the time before the coming of the Lord. That unlocks so many things if we understand what it was like in the days of Noah. So two things I want to say here right now. One, that book, Terminated, I've got it. The book is excellent. Everybody needs to read it. How would they get that book?
Well, they can go on my website, stevequayle.com, and they can go on to the books. It's in the upper nav bar and click there. And also, you know, the thing is that, Bob, the people that are reading it, and obviously you were one of the first people to read it, the thing that is striking about it is that the headlines are basically new chapter headings. In other words, it's impossible. It's not even a question of Moore's Law. I say this, knowledge is doubling daily. Doubling daily. And, you know, you can tell it because there was a day when I started out on the internet with my website where, you know, I'd put it up stories that 10, actually not me, my webmaster did. And, you know, then I'd have to wait until the following 10. Now, you know, following 10 at 10 o'clock in the morning, I'm sorry, to post my news stories. Now we're seeing stuff where, seriously, after I post it, it's like a bunch of salivating people out there. And this isn't a put down, but there's more and more and more. We all have become addicted, and I'm at the top of the list because I have to post from between 40 and 60 stories a day, speed read them, and sometimes I miss them. But the point is that people are more concerned with attacking the messenger than realizing the message. And Bob, you know this. You're one of the lead movers and makers and shakers in the prep business, the survival business. But the entire Soviet Union can pretty much, and forgive me, Russia now, former Soviet Union, even then when it was the Soviet Union, could shelter the majority of their Moscow population in subway tunnels and take care of them. There is no civil defense. Yet, aren't we seeing story after story, nuclear war, nuclear war? And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the Illuminati, the globalists, the fallen angel-controlled world system, the whole world lies in the evil one, that's what Jesus is talking about. They're getting their ducks rolled up because they're going to bring on their man of peace, the Antichrist, which really means in place of Christ, in place of Jesus Christ, and he's going to have his rule and reign for, you know, 3.5 years, and at that time, you know, Bob, I want to address something. People say, well, how will we know? Well, God isn't going to leave us without a witness. Point being is the two witnesses are going to be here, and they're not church ages, and they're not the stupid stuff that some, you can't have a church age die in the streets and the whole world watch it be resurrected before their eyes. But God, when you see the two witnesses showing up, then you know we're in that tribulation period.
Let's pick this up after the break because there's some other key indicators I'd like to talk about. We'll be back in about 4 minutes, ladies and gentlemen.
True pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergency or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the Revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana, food storage you'll love to eat.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
And this is Robert Griswold from Ready Made Resources, back again with Steve Quayle. He needs no introduction. We were talking about two witnesses, and how will we know when we're approached the time the Bible speaks of as what we would call the end of the age, the time before Christ comes back again and as we enter the Great Tribulation. You know, Steve, I want to get back to those two witnesses, but one thing you mentioned about the rise of cannibalism. You know, I read a story the other day, and it was kind of an interesting story, that as you see the rise of homosexuality and other perversions, the rise of cannibalism goes hand in hand with that. I mean,
I can explain that, Bob, and this will come as maybe a real shock to people, but one of the oldest historian poets, Diodorus, recorded that though the giants had comely women, they preferred the consort of one another. So in other words, those habits of fallen angels taught humanity, but they always ended up in basically cannibalism. Cannibalism, Cana Baal, means the priest of Baal. And what's interesting is for so many years, the denial of the Native Americans of the desert Southwest is resorting to cannibalism, etc. Well, when we started to do the Holocaust of Giants, our DVD, what became apparent is the cliff dwellers of Mesa Verde and some of the other, if you will, cliff-dwelling places in both Colorado, southern Utah, Arizona, the whole purpose of that was to flee the giants, because the giants were eating people. And there's an interesting story to tell everybody. I tried to get a hold of the curator at Sand Canyon, S-A-N-D Canyon, because they had some 7.5-foot skeletons, and when they read about my book on true legends, they pulled out of even talking to me and even allowing us to come on presence, okay? Now, the reason this is critical is because I'll give somebody some insight. Everybody on abortion, I want you to understand something. Abortion has been the slaying of innocent blood and child sacrifice, infanticide. That has been from the beginning of time. And God rebuked the people. people of the land. And when he told Joshua and Caleb to go into the promised land and kill every man, woman, and child, that's because those were hybrids. Those were not human beings. And had God not given the command, there would be no human beings. And so therefore, Bob, now we see the, and I want to share this, cannibalism is the lust of the demons. A demon is a disembodied spirit. A demon is not a Nephilim. A Nephilim is not a demon. Even a demon, you know, the word Nephilim is only two times in the Old Testament. But after that, the word Rephaim, you know, is, and that's from the root word Rapha, the dead. So, you know, it, there's no society. And then you get to the Aztec, Inca, and Maya, and they were all practicing ritual cannibalism too, because guess what? They teach, they tell in their oral traditions that their civilization was settled from the blonde-haired giants who came on their longboats. Well, and, you know, giants basically weren't vegetarians. So the point being in all this, the central theme, and you know I get a lot of flack over this, but what people don't understand is that word corruption. Now we have headlines where every day, transhumanism, hybridization, CRISPR technology, nothing CRISPR, the easiest way to define it is just being able to slice out human genes and splice in animal genes. The whole, if you will, acceleration of, transhumanist hybrids is taking place in dark secret labs around the world. And I want to share this. The newest video I put out is after 20 years of talking to a lot of people, we have for the first time an eyewitness to the secret Smithsonian warehouses, 100 yards long, four stories deep, 100-yard annexes off of each major floor, and he was told that's only 1% of the Smithsonian stuff. I'm not talking about the one in D.C., the actual museum, and I'm talking about being shown Egyptian mummies taken from the Grand Canyon, DNA being extracted from mummies. He was told, my eyewitness, that they have 21-foot skeletons there. And, Bob, I posted on my website and even put up, I think the description. In 1877, a 21-foot giant with a triangular mouth, tusks like a walrus, eyes like a serpent, and a pale blue-green, almost like lizard-like skin was seen by 300 witnesses in the Montgomery, Alabama area. And that's from an 1877 newspaper. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that was before microdosing on LSD became the newest techno craze in Silicon Valley. And you didn't have 300 people sitting around at the local cocaine palace or whatever. You know, so, Bob, the thing is the information is indisputable. Obviously, the reason this is critical to people, and it's, you talk about the days of Noah, I talk about the days of Noah, and you can't believe the flack people say it has nothing to do with giants, it only talks about violence. That word corrupt means literally to sexually and to, at germ level or seed level, let's change and alter.
Let's pick this up after the break, Steve, because I know we're going to be cut off here in just a second, so we'll be back, but I want to continue that thought when we get back.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
Day 3 of the Judge Brett Kavanaugh confirmation hearings continue. Ted Cruz asked the judge about religious liberty.
Those cases are important, I think, because it's important that to recognize that the Constitution, the First Amendment to the Constitution, as well as many statutes, of course, protect religious liberty in the United States, religious freedom in the United States. We're all equally American no matter what religion we are or no religion at all. That means religious speakers and religious people have a right to their place in the public square.
The White House is still looking for the senior administration official who allegedly penned that op-ed yesterday that bashed President Trump that appeared in the New York Times. Today at his weekly press conference, Speaker of the House Paul Ryan was asked about the comments.
That doesn't help the president. So if you're not interested in helping the president, you shouldn't work for the president, as far as I'm concerned.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm a one-trick pony, literally. I show up at kids' parties and act cute. That's pretty much it. So excuse me for being bitter when GEICO says not only could we save you money on car insurance, but we do more, like give you 24/7 access online, over the phone, or even via our award-winning mobile app. Well, ooh la la, aren't they multi-talented? Hey, I said organic carrots.
GEICO. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, and Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. His new book, Terminated, you can go to his website and buy the book there. I read it. It is definitely worth purchasing. You know, we read in the Bible that says the days of Noah will be like the days of the coming of the Son of Man, meaning the end of the age. And for so long, we have misinterpreted, I think, what it means of those days of Noah. We just think there'll be a bunch of bad people running around. Well, there always have been a bunch of bad people running around. The Roman Empire, the Egyptian Empire, the Greek Empire, they all had their things that they were doing that were absolutely barbaric. You know, the offering of to Moloch, of the unborn children. I mean, the blood sacrifice has been through each of these things. So it has to be something different than what just normal human depravity is. Steve, do you want to go into that?
Well, sure. You know, I prayed, and I'm on record as stating this, because I wanted a definition of lust, and I think God gave it to me. He said the appetite of demons expressed through humans. Look at how science fiction, the gore and slashers. Now, I don't look at video games, but there are people that play video games. It's just I don't have time, and I've never played a video game through in my life. I played Pong, and I think I shot some targets on the screen, but I'm not a video game guy. But when people tell me the themes, Bob, and notice it's always associated with gross sexuality, you know, the, and I gotta be as careful as I can, but ladies and gentlemen, what video games are absolutely out picturing as they become more and more evil and black and dark are the very occult and demonic worship from history. It's ancient worship of devils. And so, you know, when we walked in the ways of the Lord, there was a natural protection there. God gave us the protection in order to live the life that he would give to obedient people. Now when most people say, get out of our life, get out of our world, the first thing they do when something happens that's beyond their control is they blame God. They say, don't blame me. I left you guys a long time ago. I left you to yourself. And I want to tell all those people that shake their fist towards heaven, basically use obscenities, God will forgive you. But there comes a time, and this is critical, where no matter what you think you can handle, something beyond what you can handle, bigger than you, bigger than your life, bigger than your training, bigger events will become so evil. And Bob, I know a lot of people like you did over the years, and when I heard four-star spec op generals, multiples, telling me, and when I say multiples, I'm not exaggerating, that they've seen some of the bravest men that they've ever been with on the battlefields and in the clandestine world literally die of heart attacks when these guys encounter this stuff, the stuff that basically, he said, you want to get a feel for what we deal with, go watch The Cave, the movie The Cave, okay? And the thing that, and he said it's worse than that. And so the problem that people have right now is if you live in La La Land or Lollipop Land, I tell people, one of my statements when I got into talk radio was, the times we're coming into isn't Pollyanna does the end times, you know? This is the most perilous history, years of history that will ever be. And Jesus said there's never been anything like it. And you and I read the book you sent me by, you know, what went on in Stalingrad. And ladies and gentlemen, the sexualization of children, it's horrific. The rape is horrific, but the murder and the drinking of their blood and eating their flesh and having, if you will, the Hollywood elite having their own vocabulary of how perverted can we be, pass a message to each other, chuckle amongst ourselves, and the poor dumb people that pay us to go see our movies don't get it. Well, I'm convinced, Bob, that we are going to see exactly the revealing of what God said. He's going to strip the face of evil, but unfortunately, even as God does that, more and more people will embrace it.
You know, Steve, I had an active special agent with the FBI tell me that they could spend their entire resources on prepubescent child sex crimes. Now, this isn't 15-year-old girls. These are 5-year-old children, and they could not even make a dent in it. I mean, what a nation we live in. I mean, I heard that, Stephen. If you have any heart in you at all, it's got to break your heart because, you know, if you get 15, 20, 15 years old, you can start to understand human depravity. A 5-year-old has no concept of what's being done to it, and it's because it's innocent. This is what they want. They want that innocent blood. And I know this is shocking people, but I mean, that was not hearsay. This wasn't said a friend told a friend who told a friend. I was told that by an active duty agent that they could take all that and that's on just prepubescent child sex crimes and they wouldn't even make a dent in it.
Well, and this is something I want to share with people too. This is why the coming conference in Branson is so important, Transhumanism and Hybrid Age. Now, it's sold out, but people can live stream it. Bob, we've got some of the world's experts there. Hugo de Garis, the Ardelec War, his statement is, will robots rule or humans rule? My statement is, outside of Jesus, there'll be no flesh. flesh left alive. So the Branson Conference is really important, and, you know, we've got some pretty interesting speakers there, and because it's already sold out, people can go on gensix.com and sign up for, you know, live streaming, and then they get access to last year's too. So, and I want people to know this too, Bob. In the new DVD I have, I explain why the ancient history has been covered up, because the integration of what would be called Homo noetis, or noeticus, some people say, the new man will be a combination of fallen angel genetics and human genetics, and God does not bless hybrids. The Bible teaches that Jesus died for human beings, those created in his image and likeness, not even for the angels, let alone the angels that sinned. So I think it's imperative that people know. And by the way, if they don't want to buy the DVD, for those who listen to this program around the world, it's now available on Vimeo, and people can go and watch it there. I apologize for my phone going off. It's just always going off in the background. Vimeo, V-I-M-E-O, you can go there, ladies and gentlemen, and you can download, actually, you don't download it, but you view it as many times as you want. Forbidden History Revealed, The Egyptian Presence in the Americas and the Pacific Rim, The Great Smithsonian Cover-Up, and it's mind-boggling. Basically, I'll give everybody the bottom line and let them see the evidence and choose for themselves. Will the giants of yesterday become the super soldiers of tomorrow? We see evidence of the super soldier program continually on the page of Drudge probably every other day, whether it's robotics, whether it's genetic enhancement, whether it's the exoskeleton war going on between the Soviet Union and Russia, not even to mention the Chinese. The idea of a frontier standoff or even a Revolutionary War standoff like at Lexington or other places is just so, how would I say this, technologically ignorant and absolutely historically naive that people need to be armed. See, this is why I do what I do, and I've been at it a long time. As you said, you started listening in 1995, and I hate to sound like an old guy, and you know, but the point is that when you've done this for pretty much, in my case, half my life, better than half my life, 40% of my life, no, 45% of my life, just right at half my life, you get to the point, Bob, where you just go, Lord, what more can I say? What more can I tell people? And like you said, what my favorite thing is that I'm being told I don't know what I'm talking about by the people that rip me off and even, you know, steal my imagery and stuff. All I want is people to understand one thing. It's not about who said it first, but when they take what I say and spin it into the alien deception that's coming, that's when I take real serious notice. And that's why, you know, I spend so much time fighting the pirates on YouTube. Actually, Rhonda, my lady, does that for me. When I say my lady, that is the person that just monitors, and she has some other people. But Bob, until I got, and I don't post on Facebook, and I don't even look at my own Facebook, but until I had to put up an official Steve Quayle Facebook with just my stuff off of YouTube and stuff, there were, I think, 1,300 or 1,400 people taking my stuff and uploading it and getting ad revenue, and then they were doing it, bottom line, just night and day, and we'd shut them down, they'd go to another site. So, you know, there is no honor amongst thieves, and even the brethren, sometimes I wonder if they're brethren.
Yeah, Steve, that's the one thing I can say. I've been eyewitness to it. You know, you might have friends that have known you for, you know, 5 years or so, but I first met you in Bozeman in 1995. And, you know, our friendship has had some bumps in the road, but along the way, I can tell you, everybody here, and I'm not doing this to patronize Steve in any way, I've seen him serve God. I've seen him come under the breaking hand of God. And like you said, false brethren, stealing from him, stealing his material, and yet he has forgiven them when they've asked for it, and has walked the life of faith like few men that I know. And I would say this, that as we come back from the break, we want to talk about the conference in Branson, because it is so important, ladies and gentlemen, that you be not deceived in these times. The great deception is coming, and we want to have an understanding of grasp of what we're facing. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The upcoming conference in Branson, Missouri. It's a conference I would suggest people do not miss. I was there last year. I have to tell you, even though I'd known Steve 20 years, the speakers there were top shelf, and we learned so much, met a lot of interesting people. And, you know, I'm just concerned of the church in America today because we have this, Tim LaHaye vision that we're going to be taken out of here and that the Great Tribulation, we've seen movie after movie, it portrays it like 7 years of like Halloween or something. You know, we're just bad people running around, and it's such a deception. The deception that's coming is going to be so seductive, so delusional. People are going to think it's the truth. It'll become so confusing to people that do not know the Word of God, that are not founded on the Word of God, and that do not understand what the times of Noah were really like. We're going to see things that we have never even thought we could see. Just imagine how the technology in our lifetime has changed things. We are going through a quantum leap here. In the next few years, we're going to be seeing things that we just can't even imagine that are there. And so I would strongly recommend everyone go to stevequirrell.com and sign up for the live streaming for the Branson conference. Like I said, I was there last year. It will be worth the money. I think, what is it, Steve,
$100? $100, Bob, and that's usually 10 to 12 hours. And by the way, people ask why it's so much. As you were there last year.
That sounds so little to me. I mean, excuse me. That sounds, for the speakers that you have lined up, I mean, you can pay $100 for a set of DVDs.
Right.
This is going to be a dozen or so speakers there with stuff that they're not going to hear anywhere else. And you ask the question, what is your soul worth? I mean, what is it worth not to be deceived?
Well, I think that's the thing. By the way, there are, I think we've got six speakers, but they're preeminent speakers, you know, and you were there last year, Bob, and you're going to be there this year, you know, God willing, but we've got everybody from Hugo de Garis. Hugo de Garis is one of the smartest guys in the world on artificial intellect. I mean, he's coming from China. And so again, we're not putting the smorgasbord of 36 guys out on a stage, you know, pick your name of when the rapture guy 1 through 36. The church is slaughtered. God said his people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, not because he doesn't present it, okay, but because they don't believe it. So we've got Hugo de Garis, we've got Richard Dolan, we've got Sharon Gilbert, who's a brilliant, brilliant molecular microbiologist, probably one of the most, I'll be blunt. She is absolutely a gifted talent. We've got Derek Gilbert, and I'm privileged to have Derek, you know, going to my state, or my presentation, can't talk today, is going to be, you know, an interview for 2 hours. And then we've got Tim Alberino speaking, and we've got all of the younger guys coming up from Justin Fall, Josh Peck, Owen Schroyer. And David Knight is going to be there from InfoWars. And David, in my opinion, has got to be, and I say this not to flatter him, but in my opinion, he's one of the finest investigative journalists. I love his show, and he's probably one of the clearest communicators in the world. So these are A-listers, and I'm sorry if that makes it, but hey, Bob, I'm 67. A lot of these guys are my age, you know, or close to it, with the exception of Tim Alberino and probably Richard Dolan, a little younger. Sharon Gilbert is, but Derek Gilbert is, you know, probably one of the best interviewers in my opinion. And so we're going to have, I guess you'd say, the most intensely informative conference on transhumanism and the hybrid age. Now, it starts on the, let's see, I'm going to my website here. It starts on the 14th, which is a Friday, goes through Sunday, and then we're going to basically have a session where people are going to ask questions, okay? Now, people can't sign up anymore. All the tickets were sold out. Like I said, you know, when I told you that and I started talking, ladies and gentlemen, people thought I was just trying to make a pitch to get people to hurry up and sign up. Well, it sold out 30 days or 45 days before the conference. By the way, the conference is 7 days, 18 hours, 6 minutes, and 18 seconds away. Now, I'm sure it's counting down on the seconds. But this is the largest, if you will, gathering together of not only people that are reporters. And look, you remember, excuse me, I got the hiccups. When I talked about genetic Armageddon years ago, people couldn't buy the sex robots. And sex robots are designed for one purpose, not just the profane pleasure of men or women, but to design, they are a population device in order to specifically stop the biological reproduction of human beings that God created in his image and likeness.
Absolutely.
That's the bottom line, you guys. And so women's movement and sex robots, then you get into the book of Isaiah that says seven women will take hold of one man in that day, saying, take away our reproach. We'll buy our own garments. We'll buy our own food. But just don't let us be without, in essence, child. That was the I guess you'd say, the epitome of being low on the Middle East women's value in those days. So, you know, you talk about this stuff, or forgive me, I talk about it, and in those days it was today's technology, tomorrow's monsters. And then I wrote Xenogenesis, which in my opinion is one of the single most important books, especially chapter 13 on the rainbow. And I'm going to be talking about, and you know this, Bob, I was the first guy. I'm not bragging, I'm putting into perspective. When you start talking about things that you see because God in his mercy has shown it to you to warn his people, and you know this, I fight the globalists, I fight everything, but I fight more, quote, malintent, saber-toothed tiger professing believers than I do the devil and his agents. Although it may be a toss-up because I know what I'm dealing with. But here's the reason why I say this. The days, look, Alex Jones was just barred from Twitter. It's on the front of Drudge right now. I was on Drudge, Bob, during the break. And so true legends were telling you, look, there's going to be a time where this information is not going to be available. And you're to be equipped, saints. And so for those of you that can't go to Branson, then go ahead and sign up for live streaming. By the way, the website is Gen 6. I link to it on my website, GENSIX.com. And live streaming, you sign up for live streaming and you get last year's too, so you can hear last year's conference. So it's big bucks, and it's going to be at the Mansion Theater in Branson. Just the film crew that's there is super how should I say this, very expensive. The venue there is very expensive, so we're not trying to throw everybody, and no issues with tent meetings, but we're not trying to basically throw you into an environment that is how should I say this, unpleasant. We're trying to present the truth, the very best. God gave us his very best. He never withholds his very best, and that's why we're doing this True Legends of the Conference, Transhumanism in the Hybrid Age, in Branson, Missouri. And people, please sign up for live streaming.
Yes. Steve, we're running out of time here. What should people be doing right now as far as how are people – what should people be doing to equip themselves for this great deception that is coming? And I mentioned to you earlier today, I saw a couple, a husband and wife, and the husband had bought a sex doll. And they asked him who was more important to him, his wife or the piece of rubber, plastic, whatever it was. And he said that the thing he bought was, it broke my heart to see that. But, this is deception on an unparalleled scale. What should people be doing right now?
Well, first of all, they should realize that because God loves his creation, he's going to warn them before it comes to pass. I'm on record as saying, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and if you're even a skeptic, if you're anything that says, I don't know that God's real, I want to know.
Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Theparamol.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure, but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at theparamol.com today.
Other gold companies are in the business to sell. USGoldCoins.com is in the business to educate. Educate yourself by signing up to receive a free information packet on how to invest in today's economy safely while protecting your wealth. Call 1-800-HOT-COIN. That's 1-800-HOT-COIN. Protect your future and get sound advice at USGoldCoins.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.